This breakout session was recorded live at the Pampered Chef's 2017 National Conference. Breakout session speakers share ideas they have used successfully. We recommend that you consider which of their suggestions would best apply to your own business. Since products, promotions, or policies may change from time to time, be sure to confirm the details of any program referenced on this recording.
Welcome to the Recruiting from the Heart breakout. My name is Julie Aldridge, and I'm one of your field development managers from the home office. It means so much to me that you're all here today, and it tells me that you are here because you're really wanting to have the skills, the tools that you need to be able to share this business with other people. And I also want to let you know that this workshop was actually developed by three very successful recruiters in the company. So one of those very successful recruiters is going to be sharing with you shortly, but it was great because they were all able to put their heads together to give you different pieces of information. And now I am going to introduce somebody who is very special to me. She's been working very, very hard in the business. She actually joined Pampered Chef back in April of 2009. And she's been able to retire as a school teacher, and she now homeschools her 9 and 11-year-old children. Sons, actually, yes? Mm-hmm. So she promoted to director January of 2012. She's earned 6 incentive trips. She's earned excellence in sales. She just earned $500,000 in career sales in March. She's done over 900 shows. And so far this year, she has recruited 20 people. So please help me welcoming Sarah Johnson.
Well, welcome everybody. I'm so glad you're here today. We're going to be talking about sincere recruiting. And if you're not quite sure what sincere recruiting is, it's when you think about the other person more than you do about yourself. It's when your desire to help someone else is greater than your own personal benefit, and it's when you move the business opportunity from your head to your heart, and when you stop thinking about it as a task to do, and you start looking at it as an opportunity to have a positive impact on somebody else. So today's breakout will help you to be inspired by the change you can have on others. We're going to help you teach you how to share the opportunity with confidence and give you tips on how to effectively follow up with people whose lives you can touch with this business. So I'm sure most of you have heard this saying before, right? Before you can change others or even your situation, sometimes you have to first change yourself, right? This is so true when you're building relationships with your family and friends, when working at your job, and when building a team or working with your own team at Pampered Chef. So how many of you have ever seen our four pillars? Some of you have, all right. So these pillars, we have belief, passion, skill, and will. And what we're gonna do today is we're gonna kind of unpack each of these pillars and show you how it relates to recruiting. So these pillars are the foundation on which your Pampered Chef business is built. Sometimes our pillars can get like a little bit of a crack in them. And a crack could be the way you look at things, your attitude, your self-talk. So most of you probably have attended this breakout today because you have a desire to expand your team or to strengthen your recruiting skills. You know, a few moments ago I mentioned that sometimes we have to change ourselves first. So we're going to take a look at the pillars, and this will help you to know where you may need to change yourself first, or at least your thought process as it relates to recruiting. So the first pillar we're going to talk about is belief. This is the number one thing that can hold you back from achieving anything you want in your business, your family, or your life. You can be your own worst enemy, right? Right? So you need to believe before you can ever achieve. If you don't believe this is an incredible business opportunity, and if you don't believe that this business has helped you and your family or others' stories that you've heard, we heard some amazing stories on stage today, right? So how can you expect to share it if you don't believe that? Think about why you started and why you stay. Maybe you're not recruiting and sharing the business opportunity because you've lost your belief. So how do you find your belief? Maybe by revisiting your why. What was it about Pampered Chef that you loved? Why did you make the decision to attend this workshop right here? There's a reason why you picked this one. Why did you attend conference? So when thinking about your belief pillar, what is it that may be holding you back from recruiting? And this may be different for each of you. You're not going to have the same answer as the person next to you, but I want you to take a moment to write down one or two reasons of what's holding you back. Think about what is personally holding you back from recruiting. One or two, and if you can think of more, you can write them down, but just kind of the main thing that you think is holding you back. Is it your belief? Do you think it's time? What do you think it is? There could be lots of reasons. All right, who would like to just shout out some answers? What do you think is holding you back from recruiting?
Time, training.
Okay. Fear. What else?
Lack of confidence.
Rejection.
Follow-up.
Like a system. You need a system. Feeling pushy. Ooh, we're going to talk about that one today. Not having, what was that?
Not wanting the responsibility of leadership.
Okay, not thinking you want the responsibility of leadership. All right. So we're going to talk about some of that today. You know, when I think about sharing the business, I actually think that if I'm not sharing it, I'm kind of being selfish. When you think about what this business has done for you and your family, or other stories that you may have heard, aren't you kind of being selfish if you're not willing to share that same thing with somebody else? If you're not willing to share the opportunity to change somebody's life, isn't that being selfish? I also feel that it's super important for me to share the business with passion, which is actually the second pillar that we'll talk about, because if you don't share with passion, you're not doing your job fully. Think about the lives you can change. This has completely transformed my life, as I'm sure many of you here as well. So think about the impact you can have on others. So now we're going to pull up a visual. It's the belief triangle. How many of you have seen this belief triangle before? Yeah, a lot of people. In this belief triangle says that your beliefs determine your actions. You can follow the little arrows. Your actions determine your results, and your results determine your beliefs. So basically, if you don't really believe truly in your heart in the business opportunity that you have to offer, you will never take the necessary actions that you need in order to recruit. And if you're not taking those actions, you're not going to get the results you're looking for. And so then if you're not getting results, what happens? You reinforce your belief, and your triangle may be weak, and it may have those little cracks in it that we talked about. So before we move to the second pillar, which is passion, I want to remind you about one of the things you're planning to take away from today's breakout, and that's how to be inspired by the change you can have on others. So I'm going to turn it back over to Julie Aldrich from the home office.
I just want to share with you a little bit about why recruiting from the heart is all about thinking of others and not about yourself specifically. So I want to give you an example of who some of the guests are that are attending your shows. And I want to give that example by actually sharing a story with you on how I myself personally got started into direct sales just over 28 years ago. And when I'm telling this, I want you to listen really to what I'm saying, because I can guarantee you that there is somebody at every single show that you do that is going to have a similar situation to myself. And so you've really got to take into consideration the power of you just opening your heart and sharing with others what that can do. When I got started, I was very poor. I mean, immensely poor. My husband and I, we had two small toddlers. I lived in a really cruddy single-wide trailer, and my grocery budget was $140 for an entire month. So I really had to scrimp and save, watch every single thing that I did. Also, at this point in my life, I had an extremely low self-esteem, and I was constantly worried about what other people thought of me. Now, I'll fast forward. I was invited to a direct sales party, and it was somebody from my Bible class at church that had invited me. So everybody who was in attendance was pretty much the same ladies that were from my Bible class. Now, ironically, they were all physicians' wives. And then I was poor little Julie living in a single-wide trailer. And the thing is, they had no idea how poor I was. Because I looked good, I smelled good, looked like I had it all pulled together. You know, whenever they saw me, I looked like, you know, probably I do right now. Okay, it was the exact same thing. I really had to scrimp and save to go to this party. Because again, I had a $140 grocery budget, so I had to set aside money all the time. And I scraped up $10 over about 2 weeks. So we had to go without for me to be able to go. And I didn't want to be embarrassed by not purchasing anything. Because remember, I worried about what people thought of me. So I loved the show. It was a lot of fun. The consultant was great. Her show was really, really simple. It was really quick. And overall, it was a wonderful experience for me. It was a great way to get out of the house. And I could really tell that she loved what she did. And what really touched me is at the beginning of the show, when she introduced herself, she just really quickly shared what the business meant to her. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's absolutely awesome. And so she kind of caught my attention really specifically because when she introduced herself, she said, watch what I do. Now, I'm the type of person that if somebody tells me watch what I do it because I do every single thing I'm told to do. So she had me curious. And here's the thing. During the party, I was really glad that she didn't say, you know, play any kind of games or anything to see if anybody had any questions because I was like too shy, and I didn't want anybody to know that I needed the business opportunity. So it was a good thing that, you know, she didn't put us in that position where we had to ask questions. So here, during the checkout, everybody's lined up to place their orders, and it gets to be my turn, and, you know, everybody's kind of standing around. You guys know how it is. And at checkout, she paid me a sincere compliment. And she actually asked me if I'd ever thought about doing anything like that. Now, standing near me at checkout were all my friends, again, who were all physicians' wives. And because I didn't want them to know how poor I was, when Lynn asked me, you know, would you like some information about the business? I looked at her and I said, I would never do what you're doing. I mean, it wasn't just a no, it was a heck no. I would never do what you're doing. Even though inside, I'd already decided I wanted to do it. Okay? Pay attention to what I just told you. Inside, I had decided I wanted to do it, but I didn't want anybody else to know that I wanted to do it. She gave me a brochure, and she said, you know what? I'm going to give you this information anyway. In case you or anybody you know is ever looking for some additional income, you know, here's how you can get a hold of me. So I took the brochure, went outside to my car, and before I even drove home, I read the whole thing cover to cover. Now, here's the deal. I would have never called Lynn to tell her I wanted to get started. That's not what was in my persona at the time. But thank God she picked up the phone and called me the next day. When the phone rang and I picked it up, in no way, shape, or form was I feeling like she was being pushy. I was totally flattered that the consultant who had done the show the night before called me, and I was just like a little nobody. So I was just like so touched. And she paid me a compliment again. And she thanked me for attending the show. She thanked me for my order, which meant a lot to me because she had no idea what I had to do to get that $10 to buy that little box of candles. So it meant a lot to me. And then she said, I know last night I asked you if you ever thought about doing the business, but here's the thing, I haven't been able to stop thinking about you, and I just really felt drawn that I should pick up the phone and call you today and offer it to you again. And I said, I'm ready to get started. Now here's the thing that you don't know, is she forever changed my life. Because 12 months later, I was making a six-figure income. Okay? So you have no idea the power that you have. And I am where I am today because she wasn't afraid to hear a potential no again. That's recruiting from the heart.
Passion, desire, love, excitement, enthusiasm. It's like a burning in your gut. You can tell what passion is, but you can't teach it. This is really where your heart comes in. This is the main ingredient in your success with recruiting from the heart. People want to be a part of something that's passionate, and they want to work with someone who's passionate about what they do. Obviously, the person who shared the business opportunity with Julie was very passionate about what she did. As a matter of fact, she was so passionate that she let her passion come before her fear of rejection for a second time. She could have taken Julie's initial business rejection and thought, whoa, okay, I'm not going to recruit her. But instead, she put Julie first and was willing to face potential rejection again. And this is what you call passion. Passion can kind of be compared to marriage. Sometimes you lose the spark and you just got to fall back in love again, okay? You need to find out why you love this business. So find your why again if you've lost your why. This right here is one of the single most important steps that I personally took to changing my recruiting. You know, I would recruit 3-4 people a year. I was not a consistent recruiter. If there was a trip that I wanted to earn and you needed recruits, yeah, I'd do some recruiting, but it was not sincere. It was for my own benefit. This time last year, guess how many recruits I had by conference? She told you I had 20, right, this year, right? I had one. One recruit, 2016, all the way up till conference. One recruit. So I feel like that's important to tell you, because when she told you, oh, she's recruited 20 people a year, some of you are thinking, oh, yeah, here we go. But you know what? I had one person last year. And if I can do it, you can do it. So how did I change my recruiting? You're like, well, what did you do, right? I took a long, hard look at myself, and I knew that I had to rediscover my why. After 7 years in the business, I had taken for granted a lot of what Pampered Chef has blessed our family with. I remembered back why we needed extra income. I remembered how it broke my heart to tell my husband, here's 20 bucks for gas. You gotta make it last another week when we get paid again. Sorry, hon. You know, I thought about how I cried dropping my babies off at daycare and going to work. I was a teacher and I loved teaching, but I hated leaving my kids. Pampered Chef has allowed me to homeschool them and be home with them all day now. It's not always what it's cracked up to be, by the way. You know, I thought about how devastated I would feel if my Pampered Chef business, if somehow it was just taken away from me for some unforeseen reason, if somehow I could no longer do Pampered Chef, I thought to myself how devastated that would make me feel. You need to think about these things. And then it was clear to me I needed to share our opportunity. And now we're not just sharing it, okay, but sharing it with the same passion that I share our hosting opportunity and our products. You have to be willing to share your heart and to tug at the heartstrings of your guests that could use something like this in their life. Here I had been reaping all these amazing benefits, financial freedom and flexibility, free vacations and more. And others, they're living paycheck to paycheck, like I once was. So my whole perspective on recruiting changed. It was no longer about me and my feeling of being, pushy, okay? Rather, it was of me being helpful and trying to provide a solution to people who needed me. So if you don't love it, how can you expect anyone else to love it? So what brought you here? Why did you choose Pampered Chef? I want you to think about what this opportunity has done specifically for you, your family. Has it made you a better cook? I know I hate to cook. It's made me a better cook, though. I can at least say that. I only burn the food sometimes at the party, so. Financially, has it helped you financially? Has it helped you to make friends and build relationships? Are you a better mom, a better husband or wife or dad because of Pampered Chef? So write down at least 3 reasons or things of how this has impacted you, your family, Just write them down right now. At least three, because there's got to be at least three, I'm telling you. All of those things that you just wrote down, they're really why you're passionate about your business, aren't they? I know I'm passionate about my business because of my kids and my flexible schedule. So when you think about those things, that's why you're passionate. So now I want you to think of one person that you know that could use additional income and write their name down. Maybe they're struggling to make ends meet. They haven't filled up the gas tank on full for months. You're probably thinking of more than one, but just write down the first person that comes to mind. Because after this workshop, you're going to want to be contacting people. So write down one. Now imagine how good it will feel when that person messages you and tells you that they can fill up their gas tank for the first time in months, or that they went to the grocery store and bought whatever they wanted and they didn't have to worry about what the total would be. That is the impact you can have on someone's life, and that is the greatest blessing that we can give to someone to change their life. Look at Julie, you know? So write down why you think it would be great to touch the life of someone else with this business. Write down why it would be great to touch the life of someone else with this business. All right, so the next pillar is skill. This is kind of the meat of the training. This is probably what you're looking for here. We need ideas. Skill is attitudes, beliefs, knowledge, habits, accountability. By attending this workshop, we promised you that we would help you learn how to share the opportunity with confidence and provide you with tips on how to effectively follow up with people whose lives you can touch with this business. So that's what we're going to cover now. We want to step you through exactly what it is that we do that helps us to recruit from the heart. You know, skill is really the easy part. We have tons of training out there on how to share the business. You can go on Consultants Corner, PCU, Facebook, YouTube videos, but at the end of the day, it's about your belief, passion, and will. We can teach you how to share the business, but we can't teach you how to find your passion. That's something only you can do. So the first skill that we're going to commit to mastering is building relationships. Remember, the key to recruiting from the heart is the fact that you're thinking more about the other person than you are about yourself. So you're really being selfless. So just start telling yourself that. I'm being selfless. I'm not being selfish. When you are taking the time to build relationships with your hosts and guests, it becomes much easier to offer the business from the heart to them because you know them and you know specifically how they could be blessed by this business. So the first skill, building relationships, we're going to talk about how you can build relationships with your host. The first thing is to have conversations with them. Your host loves the product, okay? They're obviously your first recruit lead. Take the time to get to know them by having conversations with them over the phone, through Messenger, text, email. Ask them questions about themselves. Make it all about them. Do they work outside of the home? Do they have kids? What are their hobbies? Same thing with Facebook and catalog show hosts. Are you getting to know them? If you get to know them, they're more likely to want to sign because you have that relationship and you know, gosh, you know, I know how much you hate your job at the bank. This could really help you. So get to know your hosts and then share the business opportunity with them. Are you offering the opportunity to each host before the show happens? Strive to offer the business opportunity 3 times at least to every host before the show has been held. So during my first host coaching call, I mentioned the kit credit benefit, and I asked them if they've ever considered doing something like Pampered Chef before. So this is planting the first seed, and it's just simply an opportunity just to introduce the idea. You don't need to get into a whole big thing here, but you're just planting that seed. The second time I mention it is on our second call. You know, we're checking in on recipes, and I just asked them, hey, have you given any more thought to that business opportunity that we talked about? And then the next time is when I arrived to their home for the show. I ask her, Mary, have you given any more thought to trying out Pampered Chef? You know, the reason I ask is because any bookings that I get tonight will be yours. If she says she's interested, I make it a point to mention it during the presentation. Ladies, Mary here is thinking about giving Pampered Chef a try. Don't you think she'd make an excellent consultant? Mary, I'm sure many of your friends here tonight are going to want to host a party with you and get your business off to a strong start. And then you need to make sure you're complimenting your host and sharing with them why you think they'd be great for Pampered Chef or why Pampered Chef would be great for them. So for virtual consultants, you can say something like, oh my gosh, your party has the most interaction and the most people going out of all my parties this week. You are rocking it, girlfriend. We're already up to $126 in sales the first day. So compliment them, give them those positive strokes so they start to build their confidence. For in-home parties, engage your host during the presentation. Have her help prepare the recipe and say, wow, Mary, look at you. You are way more skilled than I'll ever be using a knife. And that's true because I am terrible with a knife. You would make an excellent consultant. After the party, when you're packing up and just kind of chatting, you can say something like, Mary, you had an amazing party. You were selling the products for me. I can tell your friends and family would be very supportive based on how engaged they were at your show. Have you thought more about this? I think you would be great at this. We're going to get you off to a great start. You already have 4 shows. And then at the end of the show, again, you're sharing the business again when you're wrapping it up. At the end of the show, are you offering that kit credit? It's part of their host rewards. You would never not tell them about their half off. You would never not tell them about their 60% off. You would never not tell them that double money month, they just got, you know, $530 free. You need to be telling them about the kit credit. So make sure you're putting a kit credit coupon in their host packet. And then when you check out, you pull that out and you show them. So when I'm closing up, I go through all her other benefits first. And then I say, oh my gosh, Mary, I'm so excited that your party just qualified for the kit credit. You earned the top level, which is $50. So we can actually use that to get that amazing kit for just $199. Or you could get that deluxe kit for $109 or the starter kit for just $84. I know you want that grill pan and rack rock, so it'd probably make the most sense to consider the ultimate kit. What do you think? We got 4 bookings tonight. Those are all yours. Are you ready to give this a try? So how about you guys? How many of you hosted your own show first before you signed up? Wow, look at that. I know I did too. And so don't forget, your host, they are your first recruit lead. They're like primed and ready. I mean, they're having a party. Like, they're the ones to start with. And are you offering all that same stuff that I just said to your catalog and Facebook show hosts? Don't discount them. Same, you should treat them the same way you treat in-home. So here are a few ways you can build relationships with your guests. Are you arriving early enough to make connections? Now, I found myself today at the door greeting people. I wasn't planning on doing that for this in any way, but I got to thinking to myself, gosh, this is what I do at my parties. I'm always at the door, you know, getting, you know, building that relationship a little bit with the guests. Make sure that's what you're doing. If you're not arriving early enough to make the connections, you're missing a huge opportunity. So if you're feverishly setting up and the guests are coming in and you're, okay, gosh, I need this and what do I need next? You know, you're missing a huge opportunity. So meet them when they arrive. I make it a point to try to memorize each guest's name. And some of you are thinking, whoa, no, lady, I'm never doing that. Okay, name tags, okay? Get the name tags then if you need to. But I like to try to memorize their name. The point is people want to be called by their first name. So as much as possible, I call them by their first name, and they love it, okay? And you're talking about them the whole time, not about you. You're talking about them. So, and someone mentioned this as a tip. I actually don't wear my apron when I get to the show. I don't put it on until I start my demo, and the reason is because they don't know who I am. A lot of them won't, especially if it's people I haven't met before. So I'm going to sit down on the couch, and I'm just chatting up, oh, how do you know Susie? Oh, you know, we're just talking, and they have no idea because my stuff's set up. I'm good to go. And so then when I get up to do the demo, they're like, oh, whoa, that was the lady. Just like some of you, you probably didn't realize I was the lady up here talking today, right? But I was just talking to you. So when you do that, you're building a relationship and they're not seeing you as the lady who's trying to sell me something, right? Because when you get up there and you haven't kind of built a little bit of relationship, automatically the wall comes up a little bit. So take a moment or two and just ask them questions about themselves, not just what they know about Pampered Chef. You know, how do they know the host? What was their day like? Do they have a job? Where do they work? What was their job like? Do they love their job or do they hate it? Do they have kids? What are their hobbies? I mean, you can effectively, in like 30 seconds, just have a real quick conversation. For virtual parties, make sure you're responding to comments. also post interactive games and inspiration that asks for more information about their kitchen and meal challenges or about their family and lifestyles. Try to make those connections. You can private message people, but you want to still make those connections. And then you're going to listen and pay attention throughout the show. And this goes for cooking and virtual parties. Who are the guests that stand out to you? Not for bad reasons, okay, because we have those too, right? You know who I'm talking about. They're the ones that would just be fun to have on your team. They were super helpful, or maybe they're knowledgeable, or they're super bubbly, and you think, oh, I just want to be around this person. They were so fun. I don't want to leave the show. So those are your leads. It's also important to pay attention to what the guests are saying during the party. Are they upset about their daycare? Do they dislike their job? Are they talking about how stressed out they are, or they wish they had more time, or they need a vacation? Always keep an ear open for these conversations. So my friend Kristen, who helped develop this workshop, is primarily virtual. So she looks for guests in the event who share that they dislike their jobs, or guests who clearly love the products and they're super engaged. You know, they're liking everything, they're commenting on everything. All right. So now let's talk about the show opening. Strong show opening is key. Group hello, briefly share your story. We're not going into why you love your business, blah, 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 blah. You're just sharing your story, okay? And then I like to kind of put in there right after that, you know what? Many people think that I actually get paid in free kitchen products. While that's true, I do get a lot of free products from Pampered Chef. They actually pay me in real money. It's crazy. And then I like to share with them, I personally make X amount of dollars per month. I personally share that. That's up to you if you're comfortable doing that or not. You could share someone else's check, but make sure you say this is an executive in our company that makes this much per money. But you want to give them the possibility. You don't want to, you know, misinform anyone. So then I like to say, you know, what I love about Pampered Chef is whether you could use an extra $500 a month, $1,000 a month, or you want to make a six-figure income, you have so many options that can fit into your life with this amazing company. So then you invite everyone to watch what you do, and you just say just that. Watch what I do tonight and see if this might be something that could fit into your life. That person who showed up to spend that $10 on the veggie peeler, they're watching you in a whole new light when they find out the type of income that they can make. So since I love to use my theater background, I like to sing and dance at my parties and like turn it into a comedy hour. I, for a long time, that kind of was something that hindered my recruiting because I didn't address to people that you don't have to do this at your parties. So they would look at me and be like, whoa, this was fun, this was entertaining, and I'd always get these great compliments, but I wasn't getting recruits because they're thinking, I can't do that. That's what you have to do to be a Pampered Chef consultant? Come on. So I make it a point to address that some people might have in front of being in front of people by saying, so tonight we're doing what's called a presentation style show. I actually love being in the spotlight, so I love, you know, getting up in front and doing the cooking. But what I love about Pampered Chef, though, is that they realize not everybody does, so they've developed what's called a station-style show. And then I go on to explain what a station-style show is, and I explain that I also do those as well if they're interested in that. But I'm primarily a presentation style. And then I throw in the little blurb about virtual consultants. So, you know, there's a lot of people that are right behind their computer all day long. You don't even have to put your face in front of anyone. So I just tell them, you know, these are great options for people wanting to make extra money that might not want to be the center of attention. So just keep in mind that your story, your income sharing, you know, anything little extras that you put in, this should not take more than 3 minutes. We're not going on and on and on, because remember what Tracy just talked to us about? I mean, you want to, you know, keep it light and quick. You're not going on and on and on. All right. Marketing the business opportunity during your presentation. What are you selling the most of? Chances are you created a vision for that product, and sharing the business opportunity should be the same way. When you talk about the bar pan or rock crock with passion, you sell those. So now imagine if you talked about the business opportunity the same way. If you're not talking about the business, no one knows. They're not just going to come running up to you and be like, hey, I came to the party to sign up tonight. They're not going to do that, right? So you have to create that vision for them and let them know that it's a possibility and why it's a possibility. Think of little cues to sprinkle seeds throughout the show. Like, you know, I'll tell my new consultants to take a little red, like, circle sticky note. Red, recruiting, and then this isn't a booking workshop, but B, blue, booking, and stick those on some of the products that come in the starter kit, or maybe you earned it like your first month. And when I'm talking, I'll say, oh my gosh, can you believe they put this grill pan in one of our starter kits? That's crazy. You know, I'll just say something like that, or this deep covered baker, I earned a different color of this when I first signed up for free just for doing my job. It's just crazy. The FedEx man is always coming to my door. So just little tiny things like that. You're not going on and on about it, but you're just sprinkling just here and there, just real lighthearted. They're already coming to make a purchase, most of the people at your party. They're coming to make that purchase, but they're not coming to sign up with the business. So you need to create that desire and the possibility thinking for them. All right, marketing the business opportunity during your show closing. So the show closing is where you're going to be covering a variety of things. You know, I personally do my sincere recruiting statement first during my closing. And Julie's going to be sharing hers in a minute, so she'll be sharing hers, but mine's very similar to hers because I learned from the best. Then I have them turn to the back of the catalog. So I physically say, everyone, turn to the back of your catalog. I want you to flip in one more page. You're going to see a bunch of ladies on that page, and then you're going to see these three amazing starter kits. And on the other side of that, I have the questions you may have about the Pampered Chef business opportunity flyer in hot pink. And I tell them, go ahead and take that home with you, that little sheet that you see in there. I explain the three kits. I show how the kits are an amazing deal, especially if you're already buying, you know, you're buying XYZ already, you're going to buy that grill pan. Well, wouldn't it make more sense to buy the grill buy the starter kit? So I explain that not only are they getting a steep discount on the products, but they're starting their own business. So here is where I want to not get in the practice of selling kits, okay? Because really, if you're selling kits, it's not probably going to benefit you. I wouldn't discount it because I've had plenty of kidnappers join my team that have gone on to make stuff out of their business, and I was a kidnapper. Two shows, was gonna quit, right? Kidnappers out here, right? Totally. So, but you wanna make sure you're being upfront with them that this isn't just a special in the back. When you purchase the kit, so I'll say to them, so what happens when you purchase the kit? You know, we ask you to go on a couple dates with us and just have a couple parties, okay? See if it's a good fit for you. If after a few shows you decide it's not for you, you can dump us, keep the ring, no marriage papers, no divorce papers, okay? The worst case scenario, you just purchased a huge box of awesome and you have a pocket full of cash. That's your worst case scenario. Best case, this can completely change your life. I don't do ticket games, I don't do games, I don't do any of that, okay? I tell them they're going to get a chance to ask me questions at the checkout and just keep it very light. So then I share the monthly sign-up special. I go on to the guest special, host special, drawing slips. So I'm going to turn it back over to Julie now so she can give you an example of how to effectively share the business opportunity from the heart at your closing.
Okay, so now I want to just kind of give you a really simple way that only takes a few minutes to do at a show. And for a lot of you, you're probably going to, after I do this for you, you're probably going to go, oh my gosh, that's so much easier than what I've been doing at my show. And although I'm going to show you how to do it at a cooking show, I want you to think outside of the box because you can do the exact same thing at a virtual show. So just kind of think about that as I'm doing this, and then Sarah's going to help you with that in a little bit also. So what you're going to see when I do what I'm going to do is you're going to see how sincere and from the heart this is. So I really want you to watch me through the eyes of a guest at a show. I don't want you to watch me through the eyes of a consultant at a training. Does that make sense? And by the way, what I'm about to do is also a really good experience for your guests, and you'll see why here in just a minute. So the important thing is when you do this at a cooking show, for example, you're going to see me change position. So you're up and about, you're cooking, you're having fun, you've shared the specials with them, you've talked about the hosting opportunity, you've got their attention, you guys have had a fun time together, okay? But now they're so used to seeing me stand, I'm going to sit down. And what happens is they go, oh, she's sitting down. I better see what she's doing. Okay, this is something different. So it makes them really pay attention to what you're doing. So what I recommend that you do is please speak from the heart. Now, these words that I'm going to share with you, they are all a handout on your app. Don't look at them now, but you just know afterwards. I don't want you to feel like you've got to do and say exactly what I'm doing and saying, because I'm just going to speak from the heart for you right now. And so I want you to kind of take my words that are in the handout and create your own sincere recruiting statement. You are always going to do this a little bit different. I'm doing this training three times at conference, and I guarantee you it's going to come out of my mouth different every single time. And that's what happened when I did my shows as well. So here we go. So I just want to take a couple of minutes to share with you right now, really sincerely. You know, we have spent the past 45 minutes together, and I've had a great time. I hope you have as well. At the beginning of the show, I shared with you how much I loved my Pampered Chef business. And you've learned a little bit about me. And the thing is, I know nothing about you. I don't know if when you left your home this morning to drop your children off to daycare, if you cried on the way to your job. I don't know if when you head to work in the morning, you're frustrated because you're really not liking what you're doing at work, or you don't have a passion. Or maybe you're frustrated because you don't have a flexible schedule, and you've got a boss or a company that tells you the hours you're gonna work, and they tell you when you can go on vacation or when your weekends are gonna be. I don't know if you and your spouse are super overwhelmed because you feel like you're completely buried in debt, and you don't know if you're ever going to find a way out. I don't know if you long to go on great vacations, or if you want to make your time with your family. But here's one thing I do know, is I know that Pampered Chef could be exactly what you're looking for. It's completely changed my life, and I've seen it change other people's lives as well. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send each one of you home with this little brochure today. And I know what you're thinking right now. Some of you might be thinking, Julie, I would never do what you're doing. And that's okay. But you know what? While I was just sharing with you, you might have thought of somebody that wants to stay home or is looking for a new opportunity or maybe wants to lead a team of people. So when I give this to you, please take it home with you. Don't leave it here. File it away with your bills. You might be looking for something someday, and then you'll have my contact information. Or pass it along to that person that you might have been thinking of when I was telling you that story. So here's the thing. Right now, we're looking for both consultants and managers at the Pampered Chef. So what's the difference? If you're looking for a great way to get out of the house, extra income, something fun to do, our consultant opportunity might be perfect for you. If you're somebody that has always thought, oh my God, it'd be so great to lead a team and help other people, or to have the opportunity to make enough money under your terms and under your schedule that you could actually walk away from your job or even experience a six-figure income, you can find that here. Again, we're looking for consultants and managers. And when I give you this brochure at checkout, I'm going to answer any questions that you might have at that time, and I'll point to the income on the back, and I'll show you the difference in the income. Okay, so that just takes a couple of minutes. I spoke from the heart, because you know what? It's not about me. I don't want you at your shows to go on and on and on about what the business has done for you. Because you know what? They don't care about you. They care about them. So can you picture yourself easily doing that at a show? Now, here's the thing. They can relate to it because I painted the picture for several different things. And they might be in one of those situations. And again, you mentioned that it might not be for them, but you planted the seed for them to potentially think about somebody else. You also painted the vision of consultant and manager. So manager is director, but they don't get that, so I just say manager. You also made it super easy at checkout for you to offer the business opportunity because you told them, I'm going to give each one of you this. So guess what? It forces you to offer the business opportunity. Yes? Okay. Now what's going to happen is when you hand them this little brochure and all you have to do is point to the back and the incomes, it's naturally going to turn into a discussion if they're interested. And you can answer their questions there if they want to talk about it there, or you can set up a time outside of that to talk. So now I'm going to turn it back over to Sarah, and she's going to kind of wrap this up. And then we're also going to teach you just a couple of quick tips on follow-up as well.
All right. So how about those virtual consultants out there? Now, I'm not primarily virtual, but I do virtual parties. So the thing that I like to do is use images, and I think Julie's going to put some up on the screen. There's so many online you can find, right, in the different Facebook groups. There's so many out there. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. I love the one with the different little aprons on there that tells you which kind of apron are you, which kind of consultant. Use what Pampered Chef and what your fellow consultants have provided for you, or if you're crafty, make your own. Are you drawing attention to the last page in the catalog? And what I mean by that is, are you posting images of the different starter kits? Like I do, you know, show the different starter kits and talk about them. Have a conversation about the different starter kits. Show the value in them. You can do a game or activity post centered around learning more about the business or income potential. Use Google Forms as a drawing slip. Oh my goodness, if you're not doing this, okay, you're doing drawing slips at your show, Google Forms, give a prize away. And they're so easy to use. I am not a tech person at all, and I figured it out. So Google Forms, amazing. The last piece, and this will change your Facebook show if you choose to accept the mission. Go live. A lot of people don't like to. You could pre-record yourself giving your sincere recruiting statement after you feel like it's the way you want it. But I will personally go live in my virtual parties. I tell them when I will be going live. Hey, catch me back here tonight at 8 p.m. I've got some updates and some specials for you. They hear specials. They're like, ooh, specials. All right, I'm going to check it out. And so I'm going to do the specials, but I'm also going to do my sincere recruiting statement along with a Q&A. So they can ask me questions and I answer. Answer them live. This will change your Facebook show, I'm telling you right now. All right, offering the business during your checkout chat. You've informed them all, but are you inviting them all? Inviting comes during the checkout chat. This is key. Have a private conversation, quiet area. Not at the counter where you just did the demo, somewhere else that you've picked ahead of time. You know, you've talked with the host and found a separate spot. It doesn't matter where it is. I've done them in kids' room, on little Tommy's Fisher-Price desk in the hallway. I've done them on steps in the entryway. I even did one in the basement one time. So you can do, you know, outside in the summer, just a separate place. Because you're going to feel less likely to rush through offering the business when you've got 10 other eyes staring you down. Come on, lady, I want to go, right? Keep an eye on your show length. Are your shows too long? Do you feel rushed during your checkout? And if you feel rushed during your checkout, then your show is too long. Your opening, demo, close, all of it, less than an hour. You need to find ways to pare that show down, okay? If it's going till 10 at night, no one's going to have patience for the checkout, and that would include me. I'm not hanging out till 10. Sorry, I gotta get home. So it's more important for you to have time to discuss the business opportunity and take out other things in order to have time for that checkout chat. And just realize this is not like 10 minutes per person. You can effectively offer the business opportunity just a couple, you know, 2-3 minutes per person. So you set yourself up for success to hand everyone the Life Tastes Great brochure during your sincere recruiting statement, like Julie just explained. She told everybody she's going to hand it out. So what's she going to do? She's going to hand it out. Remember to focus more on offering from the heart and the opportunity for that person than the fact that they can tell you no thanks or I'm not interested. I guarantee you they're not going to go to bed and think, I can't believe that lady asked me to sign up a Pampered Chef. That's not their last thought when they hit the pillow. So here's how this might sound. Thank you for coming today. Did you have fun? What did you like most about the party? Then you will hand them the brochure. This is the brochure I promised I would give you. So I'm going to draw your attention to the back here because this shows how much income you can make per month. Point to the incomes, read them out loud, have that conversation. It will come naturally to you. Don't feel like this has to be like scripted out. It's just a conversation. Was there anything I said about the business opportunity today that may have made you a bit curious? or were you thinking about someone in your life who this business could be for? And then ask them if they had any questions. Because like I said, remember, I don't do the ticket game. I don't believe in it, so I'll hide. So I let them, then I can freely say, remember I said I'd let you ask questions at checkout. Then it's comfortable for me to say that to them. If they have questions, I first like to say, did you have questions about the business or just how to get started? You would be surprised how many people just want to know how to get started. And if you start word vomiting on them, you've scared them away when maybe all they wanted to know was, how do I sign up? Okay? So don't start, you know, answering all these questions. Maybe all they want to do is know how to sign up. So listen, engage in conversation when you're talking to them. If they ask questions or engage in conversation, that person is a recruit lead. Move forward in that direction. Like I said, you may find that they're ready to sign at the party. And if they have additional questions, then I ask, is it okay if I follow up with you tomorrow and answer any questions you may have? You know, usually they say yes. Set up a time to call. I write it in my planner and I say it out loud. Phone conversation with Julie at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Great, I'm so excited to talk to you tomorrow. So they see me, that I'm taking it seriously and they're going to take it more seriously. I let them know that I can send them a text or email with more information if that's something they're okay with. They always say yes. So what I send them is a link to my personal Be a Consultant page. If you are not utilizing this beautiful resource Home Office has made for us, you are really missing the boat here. So what you do is you go to your website, click on Be a Consultant, copy and paste what's in the browser. That goes into their text or email. Hey, Mary, here's that information. I promise you, check it out and let me know what questions you have. I'm going to check in with you tomorrow to see what your questions were. So you're setting that up for them. If they say, you know, it's not a good time, I ask them, is there a time that I could reach out to you again? That would be a better time. Don't take that no the first time. You can also ask, can you think of anyone in your life who may be interested in a flexible schedule and income? If so, obviously follow up. So let's discuss how to move forward if the person does seem interested in the business opportunity. So this is called following up from the heart. Remember the call Julie received the day following the party she attended? Consider what your business would look like if you called back just 2 people after every party you held. So I'm going to turn it back over to Julie.
Okay, so remember I told you Lynn called me the next day. I just kind of want to share with you a little bit why that call was so powerful. And I also want to share with you the concept of reaching out to 2 people after every party that you do. Okay, it's not rocket science. Let's say you're somebody that holds 4 parties a month. It's just within the next 48 hours, you reach out to them. You can call them. You can text them. However that person likes to communicate, that's the way that I would recommend that you do it. If you're comfortable calling, it is the absolute best because the business is about the relationship and to really get it from the heart, the phone call does work best. To be effective, you've got to do this within 48 hours. Now, this is sincere recruiting. The contact is for them. It's not for you. So who do you reach out to? If I'm saying call back 2 people from every show. Now, these 2 people are not necessarily your recruit leads. These are just 2 people you're calling back after every show. So they're 2 people that you'd like to have on your team. Maybe they're the 2 sharpest people that were at the party or people that you clicked with. Or maybe they're people that told you no during the checkout chat. Or maybe they didn't even place an order. It doesn't matter. You're just calling back 2 people from every show. So for me personally, when I did this, it was the people I clicked with. I was like, I like her, or I like him. So here's how the phone call went. Hey, Sarah, thanks for coming to the show. Did you have fun? I really want to thank you for your order. And you know what? Your business means a lot to me. Now, I know last night I talked with you a little bit about our business opportunity, and I know you actually told me that you weren't interested. Or maybe I'll say, or you told me that it wasn't a good time. Or, you know, you told me I'll think about it, whatever it was. But here's the thing, Sarah. I really felt drawn to reach out to you today and offer you the opportunity to look at our business again. Because I saw that you really loved our products. Or I saw that you were very excited and having a great time. Or, based on what I know about your background, I think you'd be great for Pampered Chef. Okay, I'm paying them a sincere compliment. So, Sarah, is there anything about the business that makes you curious? Okay, so just asking that is going to naturally lead to a conversation. They might be interested, they might not. This could lead to them booking a show or adding to their order, or it could lead to them giving you the name of their daughter who'd be interested in being a consultant. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you feel good because you made the contact. And they feel good because you most likely made their day. Who knows when the last time was that that person you reached out to was complimented? Okay, you're sitting there so worried about what she's going to think. Oh, she's going to think I'm being pushy. Don't think about you. This isn't about you. It's about them. You're calling them. You're thanking them for coming. You're paying them a compliment. My goodness, that could be like one of the best things that's happened to that person in who knows how long. If you make a call, you're always going to face the possibility that they're not going to pick up the phone, and that's okay. Don't get hung up on that. Go ahead and leave the exact same information you would have said to them over the phone on their answering machine, because you can always follow up with a text. Now, here's the deal. I know what you guys are thinking. You're like, I'm totally not calling back two people from every show. I thought the same thing. And you're probably thinking, I don't know that this is going to make a difference in my business. Trust me, it will. Your recruiting will skyrocket. Here's the deal. I was a consistent recruiter when I was in the business. Two per month, consistently, every single month. Could do it with my eyes closed. But when I started doing it sincerely, when I moved the business from my head to my heart and I just called two people after every show just to compliment them and offer them the business a second time, my recruiting went from two to a month to between five and seven per month every single month. It was that one thing that made the difference. So here's the deal. In this business, your results are typically 2 months behind your effort. So you're going to go out there, you're going to come home from conference, you're going to be all fired up, you're going to try this, and you're not going to get anything. And you're going to go, that Julie Aldridge has no idea what she's talking about. But you got to keep doing it, because the seeds that you planted, they're going to start sprouting this fall. I guarantee you it. Okay, you never know when the seed you planted is going to sprout. So I'm going to turn it back up over to Sarah, and we're going to wrap this thing up, okay?
Perfect. All right. So just real quick, I'm going to skip over some of this here, but it's important that you have a follow-up system. I had a huge book. I was trying to get it through security, and that's this. This is my follow-up book, okay? I set a recruit lead goal for every single party, because I know at a party of 10 to 15 people, there's going to be at least two or three people that could use something like this. So what I do is I put the month on the top. At the beginning of the month, how many shows do I have? Let's say I have 10. I'm going to write 25 to 30 numbers. And as I meet those leads and as we have our interviews, I write their name in. When they sign, they get highlighted. They get crossed out when they tell me, no, don't ever call me again. You're getting permission from them every time you follow up. So it may not be the right time for them this time, but you're going to ask them, is it okay if I follow up with you next month with their new special? Usually they say yes. You feel comfortable because they gave you permission. Hey, here's a special I promised I would tell you about. Realize that this can take 2-3 years before someone finally commits, okay? Don't drop the ball, because the second you do is the second they're ready, and now they sign up at the party that they just went to where you're not the consultant. Okay, the more practice and experience you gain, the more confident you'll become. The last pillar, this is a quick one. This is will. It's a strong desire or determination to do something. So we've shared how important the opportunity, the belief in the opportunity is, and how to stay passionate, and we've shared with you skills. So this is all about the will. When you treat this like a business, guess what? Everyone else will. Make appointments with yourself. Schedule time for those recruiting follow-ups. I write it in my planner, 10 o'clock to 10:30, make recruit lead contacts. When you say to yourself, oh man, I wish I had 6 recruits every month. Well, we all wish we could win the lottery, but you can't just wish for it, you have to work for it. So how many recruits are you willing to work to get? You have to have the will to want to take action on your dreams and goals. There's no secret to this. Belief, passion, a little skill, a little will to do whatever it takes. So what are you doing to work your business? To follow up. How many follow-ups have you done today? Or maybe not today because we're here, but you know, well, you could still do them. You know what I'm saying? If you're just wishing for it, it's not going to happen. You have to have the will. Say to yourself, I'm not going to stop until I've accomplished what I want to accomplish. If you worked for a company that said to you, Mary, we're going to give you a bonus after you've called these 60 people, how fast would you get on that phone and call those 60 people? Right? So if you're willing to do that for a different boss, but you won't do it for yourself, okay, do it for yourself. There's nothing special about me, you guys. There's no reason that I can do this and you can't. The only difference may be that my will is super strong to do it. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. I was sitting where you are last year taking a recruiting workshop, okay? You can do this. You can completely transform your business. Recruiting in my book is not optional, it's mandatory. We would never not talk about our stones or our rock crocs. Hosting, we would never not share the hosting opportunity at our shows. The same goes for recruiting. It's part of your job to share this business. Do your job all the way. With homeschool, with my kids, we always use the acronym RAH, R-A-H. It stands for the right way, all the way, and the happy way, okay? So you have to tell yourself RAH when you're not feeling it. If you want to double and triple your income, the only way to do that is to share the business opportunity. So in closing, look at your pillars. Which one or ones are weak and need some help? Are any preventing you from sharing the business and recruiting from the heart? Will you use your will to step out of your comfort zone and put someone else first by offering them the business opportunity? Someone did this for you, right? So it's your job to do it for others. Aren't you glad someone did it for you? You can do this, you guys. We believe in you, and this is going to completely change your business if you can follow these skills that we gave you today. So thanks so much for coming.
Let's give Sarah a huge round of applause. She did a fantastic job, didn't she?